To me, it's not that different. I think Jake's a good quarterback as well. Obviously, he's trying to learn as much as he can. But, you know, to me, it wasn't that much differently. I thought we still operated pretty smoothly.
Does the ball come out? Does anybody throw the ball like Matt, though?
No. I mean, that arm's one of a kind. Yeah.
Based on what you see, how much of a gamer is Matt?
I mean, you've seen it. I mean, you've seen all the comebacks, and you've seen him, you know, hit the ground hard and just pop right up and keep going, trying to make plays. So I think he is. He's definitely a big-time gamer, but he works his tail off during, you know, an off season and OTAs and during the week.
The reason I ask is because it doesn't seem that a little thing like a hand injury is going to keep him out of the lineup.
Yeah, if you ask him, you know, how's your hand doing, he's probably saying it's still attached. I'll see you out there. It's like, geez, man, how do you do it? And it's something that we definitely notice and we definitely appreciate about him.
Michael, how balanced a group of pass catchers do you have? I mean, not just the wide receivers, but tight ends, running back. It seems like you've got a group of seven or eight guys who can really catch the ball and get involved in the game.
Yeah. Since we started building this team, you can definitely tell that we have a bunch of playmakers. A bunch of guys are catching the ball all over the field, and that's what we need. Been impressed with our guys. You know, young guys, old guys. I think that's one thing that we took personal this year is that to catch more of those balls. I think last year we might have been towards the bottom with drops. That's something that looks directly on us. So we want to fix that problem. I think we've done a better job this year. I think those 50-50 balls. I think Marv and Kenny are doing a great job of coming down with, giving us a chance.
Do you think hits around the league are dirtier than they have been? It seems like there's been some dirtier hits around the league, or do you think it's the same as the league?
I think it's the same. It's kind of always been. I just think now with all the media outlets and social media that everyone sees them now. You know, back before the internet and all that stuff, I don't think you saw all the big hits necessarily, or they were talked about as much as they are now. But I think this game's been pretty vicious since I was a little kid. You know, they've implemented some rules that you must obey, or you'll be suspended and lose checks. And if you're a repeat offender, it can get expensive for you.
I think guys play right up to the rules, and if they don't let up, whatever the rule is, they'll play to the rule and as far beyond it as they can legally. It's up to the league to determine if they want people to lighten up. The players aren't going to lighten up on their own.
You know, as an offensive player, and I definitely appreciate the protection that, you know, we get when we don't have the ball or, you know, whatever it may be. But at the end of the day, some of these hits are split decisions, and it's, you know, for a defensive guy, it's kind of, all right, you let up a little bit, then this guy sticks his foot in the ground, breaks that tackle, and takes it for 80. I mean, you know, when it's – these hits are bad, but I don't know if people are coming from 10 yards away saying, I'm about to try to absolutely kill this guy. You know, you're trying to make that play, get that ball, you know, out, you know, by making a tough hit. So, you know, I can kind of understand it. But I do appreciate it being protected, you know, as a receiver.
For example, the one on the local was downgraded to a fine from one game suspension. The one in the end zone, Aaron Brown.
It was what? What was it?
It was downgraded to a fine.
Oh, to a fine?
Yeah.
You know, and
he was trying to make a play.
Yeah, I think I don't even think I've seen that play exactly. I've heard about it, but you know, when you're fined or suspended, you have an opportunity to appeal them, and you know, after talking to the committee, whatever, there's perspectives, and there's, you know, maybe something that we don't see necessarily. He can explain what's going through his head in that situation. But again, I mean, these hits happen so quickly. I mean, do you really have time to move your, I guess, head or shoulder 2 inches down and make sure it's in that strike zone, especially when the guy catching the ball is, you know, making moves, going up low? You know, it's tough. I get it.
Is the Gronk one different, though?
Yeah, Gronk. That's just not a good play by him. he's a better player than that. He's got way better character than that to do that than to play. Expect more out of him. I don't foresee him doing that ever again, just because that's not the Gronk that I know.
Golden, were you surprised to see him actually get to that level and do
this? I was, because, I mean, when you look at Gronk, you know, I never, to me, I never see him mad. I never see him upset. He seems like he's always just super laid back, excited to be playing the game, you know, kind of messing around and enjoying it all. And, you know, but I do get, you know, what we don't see behind the scenes maybe are all the shots that these teams and these players are taking to him. If you notice, every time he gets the ball, well, I see it sometimes, but when he gets the ball, people are coming in 100 miles per hour at his knees. I can understand how he can be frustrated, but you still got to play within the rules. And he, you know, the eye in the sky caught him right there.
Does that happen to you? Do you feel like you get targeted after plays?
There's been times. I feel like, you know, guys like Odell and Gronk have been targeted several more times than me. I know that, for instance, going back to the, I think it was preseason, that crossing route that he caught, I've run that route 1,000 times. I've caught a bunch of balls like that, and I haven't had a player, you know, as soon as I catch the ball, dive at my knees, which I'm so thankful for. It's unlucky, and, you know, those big superstar-type players sometimes have a target on their backs.
Where have you seen Jake Rudock maybe grow the most over the past year or two?
Just overall knowledge of the offense. You know, coming in as a rookie quarterback, I think, has got to be the hardest thing in the world. I mean, and this offense isn't necessarily the easiest to learn. You know, you got to understand that. You know, you see him putting in the work day in and day out. When Matt's in there, he's usually going to be behind him, you know, going through the mental part of it, trying to prepare, because you just never know when you're going to be thrown in there. You never know when there's a shoelace going to break or, you know, something happens like last week. But, you know, he's handling it, I think, well.
It's a little bit of a unique position too, right? Because if you're a rookie receiver, you can kind of ease a guy in. Whereas like a quarterback, either you're playing or you're not.
Exactly. Yeah.
2 years of playing, he's really a life game.
Yeah, and it's hard to do, but you got to stay mentally sharp and try to create those situations with your imagination. But
I feel like he did on Sunday when he got in there.
I thought he did. I thought he did okay. You know, it's hard to get a rhythm. You know, you look at the scoreboard, and we're kind of become one-dimensional if we want to try to make a comeback, because at that point they're up so many points. So it's either, you know, we know you're going to throw it or you're going to run the clock out by just running. So, you know, his opportunities, you know, I don't know how many of them he had. I don't think I'd really judge who he is as a quarterback based off those, I don't know how many, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 plays. You know, just understanding the situation and stuff.
How important is it for a quarterback to be able to run the huddle, command the huddle? I mean, not just the physical part, but step in there and you guys look at him. He knows what he's doing. He's running the huddle.
I think it's very important. However, if you talk about our huddle specifically, you look around, I think we have a bunch of veteran guys that understand, you know, where we are in that situation. We understand that this is a second-year guy coming in there, and we need to help give him confidence. So we need to do a little bit more, protect him a little bit more if we can, and we understand that. For a young offense, he'd kind of be in there, and he'd be in there by himself, you know, having to make that transition real quickly. But I think we have veteran guys that we kind of help him out. Yay, you know. And that's what we're going to try to do when it happens like that.
Do you have any sense on which way it's going to go for Sunday yet? It's going to be Jake or Matt?
Oh, you know I can't share any of that intel. You got to ask Coach Caldwell. I'm too old for that now.
That doesn't get very good.